Hey everyone, welcome to Authors on the Air. I'm your host, Pam Stack. Tonight, my old friend Paul, not old in age, old in friendship, Paul Levine is with me. He's got a new book out called Bum Luck. We're going to talk about that book in just a second. Don't go away. We'll be right back. And you're here with me on my Monday night doubleheader. First up is my friend Paul Levine, who is the author of, I don't know, 452 books or something. He's most famous for his Jake Lassiter book. The first one is called To Speak for the Dead. Still, I believe, it's the top in my top 10 books of all times. It's what started me on reading legal thrillers, but he's back with Bum Luck, which teams up Jake Lassiter and my other two favorite characters, Steve Solomon and Victoria Lord. Welcome back to Authors on the Air, Paul. How are you tonight?
Well, fine. Thank you, Pam Stack, and it's great to talk to you. You were there in 1990. Go on, giving this away. You were there when To Speak for the Dead came out in 1990. It's still in print. In both,
I know.
Paperback and ebook, and here we are with Bum Luck in 2017.
In book number 425 or something.
It only seems that way.
It does. You know, I remember back when you were doing your first pitch on you were at the Aventura Marketing Council luncheon or breakfast, I think it was actually. And that's the first time you read from To Speak for the Dead. And I ran out and bought the book. And since then, you know, I have my top books that I read over and over again. And To Speak for the Dead, I think I've read 10 times already. It's the book that I always recommend people who've never read a mystery or a thriller to start with. So thanks for all the really good reading you've given over the years.
Very kind of you to say that. And To Speak for the Dead, of course, introduced the world to Jake Lassiter, the Miami Dolphins linebacker, not a very good one, who had a short football career, then went to night law school and became a Miami trial lawyer. And he's still pacing the place between the bar and the bench in the courtrooms.
He really is. And I love the fact that you said it in Miami-Dade County, our kind of hometown there. Miami-Dade County is an easy place to find story ideas for fiction writers, especially if you hang around the courtroom long enough. Now, you were a journalist who covered the courthouse, weren't you?
I did begin life as a Miami Herald reporter, and my beat was the Criminal Justice Building over in the Metro Center.
Yep.
And that's what got me interested actually in the law and sent me to law school a few years before Jake Lassiter went. And I practiced for 17 years before I wrote and To Speak for the Dead was published.
So, you know, how come lawyers are always practicing? They never get it right the first time?
Yes, that's obvious. We should have a different word other than practice.
I think you
litigating
should.
Litigating today, yes.
There you go. So I want to just kind of let you tell listeners who really have just lived in some country where they don't have books, tell them a little bit about Wrong Way Jake, because he's got a really kind of cool, funny backstory so that people know who he is.
Well, Wrong Way Jake, Wrong Way Lassiter, is his unfortunate nickname, which judges still use to this day in the fictional world of J. Jake Lassiter, but it stems from his days as a so-so football player. He played on the Miami Dolphins, but he was a second-string linebacker, and he really only got into games on the suicide squads, the kickoff and the punt teams. And on one particularly frozen day in New York against the Jets, he made a tackle on the kickoff, caused a fumble, recovered the fumble. This is going to shape up as his greatest day ever, right? Recovered
right.
the fumble, but he suffers a concussion, and we're going to come back to that. But it was a head-on tackle. He's dizzy. He gets turned around as he recovers the fumble. He runs to the wrong end zone where he downs the ball and is tackled. So it's a safety for the other team, for the Jets. That's 2 points. The Dolphins lose by one in the headline in the Miami Herald, Wrong Way Lassiter.
Which effectively ended his professional career after that. He had his bell was rung in more ways than one.
Right.
And so he decides to go to law school, only he doesn't enter the law school during the day like most students. How did he go to law school?
Well, he had to work because, you know, he was not making big money with the Dolphins, and he couldn't get into the day division. So the students not quite up to that same level are in night law school, and it's not really quite prestigious. And even after he got his diploma, which his merit badge, you know, he didn't hang it in his office. He hung it over the toilet at home. Right above the toilets, as he said, so I could contemplate law and justice several times each day.
There you go.
Yes, and that's kind of the way he, a little bit irreverent. As you know, in Dade County courtrooms is that sign, we who labor here seek only the truth. Labor here seek only the truth. And
right.
Jake says there should be a footnote subject to the truth being obfuscated by shady lawyers, overlooked by incompetent judges, and a couple of other things about lazy jurors, you know, missing the point. So this is the baggage he brings to the courtroom. And he also has a flaw which runs through the books from To Speak for the Dead through Night Vision and Mortal Sin and Flesh and Bones and State versus Lassiter and now Bum Luck. And that is, he really wants to do justice, and it's not the job of a lawyer to do justice. It's his job to represent the client and let the chips fall where they may, and that's a problem for him.
Yeah, he has a true moral compass, which is, you know, people will say for the profession that's pretty darn good. So enter your other characters, Steve Solomon and Victoria Lord, who the three together are the three marketeers, but the oddest combination of attorneys, particularly Steve and Victoria, because Steve kind of plays loosey-goosey with the rules, and Victoria's kind of button-up, straight-laced by the book. We often have talked about Steve Solomon and Victoria Lord being two of my favorite characters ever created, but Steve kind of has his own rules for the law, and one of them is about the law not working for you. So what is his rule?
When the law doesn't work, work the law. So and these are Solomon's laws, like King
right.
Solomon, but these are Steve Solomon's laws. And correct, he is even too slippery for Jake Lassiter. He really, he's looking for loopholes that don't exist, and he goes into court loosey-goosey, as you say, whereas Victoria Lord, very upright, maybe uptight, kind of patrician, went to Yale Law School. Steve went to a law school you may not have heard of. It's called Key West School of Law. And,
right.
And if it existed, I know what it would be like, you know.
Absolutely.
Yes. They're squabbling lawyers. They're law partners and they're lovers. And
right.
they're always squabbling. They're a little younger than Jake. Jake has aged, not as much as I have, but Jake has aged, and they sort of look up to him. At the same time, in Bum Luck, there's sort of a triangle because Jake and Victoria have always, since they've been together in books, There's been a little bit going on there, but really, Steve and Victoria are the couple.
They really are. I find it fascinating that when you first team them up together, I was just wondering whose was going to be bigger, Steve's or Jake's, and it turns out that, Jake turned out pretty well for himself, but Steve held his own, and I don't know if Victoria just was the winner in the whole thing or not, but it was such a great combination that you brought them back together, and they actually, while they have kind of forged this friendship, and now we have entered this new guy who, this new client of Jake's, and never before have we seen Jake so angry at the law not working, justice not being done. As a matter of fact, the opening line in Bum Luck is 30 seconds after the jury announced its verdict, I decided to kill my client, which if anybody has read Jake Lassiter, no, that's not like him. He kind of goes around the back door if he wants to get justice, but this really has him steamed. Tell us a little bit more about the book, Paul.
Right. Jake has just finished a trial, as that first line would indicate, 30 seconds after the jury announced its verdict, I decided to kill my client. The jury did. It said, you win, Jake Lassiter. It's a not guilty verdict for your client, Thunder Thurston, a Miami Dolphins superstar running back accused of killing his wife. And under Florida law, and a lot of people know this, whether they're in Florida or not, we have a stand your ground law, right? A little controversial. And that basically says if you are in fear of great bodily harm, you can respond with deadly force. And Thunder Thurston testified and said she came at me with a knife, and that's why I shot her 5 times. And Thurston, a huge professional football player, is little tiny wife coming at him with a dinner knife, so he said. And Jake was sure he was going to lose the case. He won the case, and he's infuriated by that. But so much so, and as you suggest, Pam, out of character, why he's run up against injustice before. What's happening now that makes him say, I'm going to kill my client? I might answer my own question. His friends, Solomon and Lord, and his old friend, Doc Charlie Riggs, fear he's had one concussion too many. And in fact, we just talked a moment ago about Wrong Way Lassiter, the concussion on the football field. He still goes into the boxing ring and spars with the state attorney, Sugar Ray Pincher, who was a Golden Gloves boxer, and he still gets his bell rung, as you say, that kind of that expression we used to talk about when somebody got a concussion when we didn't think they were serious. And now we know that concussions can lead to CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is a fatal disease. Oops, you know what? I cannot hear you. Pam, can you hear me? In the middle of a radio interview, it just went dead. Are you okay?
No, but I'll talk to you when you're not hearing me.
Hello? Dead air.
Are you with Pam?
Yeah.
Who are you with?
Pam. Hello?